谢谢主席。
Thank you, Mr. President. In recent times, South Sudan has made significant progress in the implementation of the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. It has enacted the election law and restructured state institutions. The parties concerned should heed the aspiration of the people of South Sudan for peace and development and resolve their differences through dialogue and consultation and create sound conditions for the upcoming general election this year. China has taken an active part in UN peacekeeping operation in South Sudan. The Chinese peacekeepers have taught local people significant agriculture technique and given them farming tools. China is ready to continue to provide assistance for the country's economic and social development as much as we can and work with the international community to contribute to peace and development in the country. China is always opposed the politicization of human rights. We commend the efforts of the government in South Sudan to promote and protect human rights, particularly in the area of poverty reduction and development. We call on the international community to fully understand and respect the national conditions of South Sudan, respect the sovereignty and ownership of the country, and provide technical assistance befitting the needs of the government and the people so as to help the people of South Sudan to fully enjoy all human rights. Thank you, President.